The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. My co-host is Jerry Peritzman, and I'm John Ryan.
Good morning again.
And Alyssa Catone was just on from Sage, Long Island, S-A-G-E. And, you know, I think one of the better things about this program, and Christina really gets kudos for who that she brings on, it's awareness and it's acceptance. And, you know, you put that all together from a senior perspective, you know, life is too short. And why not be accepting and embracing of everybody? And actually, with my hope, Alyssa's going to be doing a lot of programs within the senior centers going forward.
Well, that's right, John. I think the important thing I got out of this is that seniors, irrespective of their sexual orientation, have the same problems, the same life tribulations, and want to live the same wholesome, good life that we all lead without interference and be accepted. And the work that Alyssa's doing with her group is, I know, a small but very important step towards that sense of equality and fairness here in Long Island. I'm glad, so pleased that PI is supporting this, giving these people voice, because they're an important part of our community.
And I think everybody realizes, once Jerry talks, I say nothing else, because nobody can say it as good as you,
okay,
Jerry.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now we're going to move over to Mythology Mixtape.
Okay.
And we have with us here Pamela Meadows and Jamie Lee.
Jenny Lynn.
Yeah.
Jenny Lynn Damiano.
Okay, Jenny Lynn, who is a vocalist.
Yes.
Okay. Let's start with Pamela.
Yes.
Good morning. And
good
tell
morning.
Me about yourself. And obviously, you guys, I've seen some of the shows. It's just tremendous around here. But let's.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to go through you, and you're going to tell us all about it.
Well, I'm an outgoing president right now for Washington Play Troupe.
Okay.
And Play Troupe is
great.
Yes,
right.
it's the oldest community theater, the oldest theater group in New York State, actually. It's 87 years old.
Wow.
And so we've been reviving it over the last few years and been putting together projects that people have been interested in. For many years, my husband and I did work especially with students in a play troupe, and my goodness, it must have been for over 40 years.
Wow.
So I've been happy to be part of this new group, and this is one of our latest projects because we've been here at LIU Post in Hillwood at the request of Dan Cox.
Okay, right.
And that's been a wonderful experience. We've been doing radio dramas.
They're wonderful. I've gone to several of them.
And they good.
I was at the last one.
Such fun with it.
It was, I don't remember what it was. It was tremendous.
The last one was War of the Worlds.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
War
that
of
was the
Worlds
right.
was
right.
last.
Yep.
Right, we've done Maltese Falcon, Casablanca. It's
right,
really
right.
been a lot of fun.
Story.
Yeah. Oh, so we expanded great. A little bit and about, let's see, it was in November of 2014, we expanded to doing a variety show, but we wanted to work with the students. We wanted to put our local volunteers, which is what Play Troupe basically is,
okay.
together with some of the students and put on a show. And Jenny Lynn was one of the performers in 2014, and now she's a featured vocalist. Beautiful voice, beautiful voice.
With a mixture of songs. I saw the ad someplace. I don't know where I saw it.
Yeah, well.
A lot of 80s tunes, which is pretty cool because you know people in my generation are starting to get back into that. So to incorporate that along with students of the music department, especially since it's a fundraiser for a scholarship for the music department, it's definitely an awesome experience.
And this is an extracurricular activity for you?
Oh, yeah. On top of
extra.
21 credits, ensembles that I get no credit for, working part-time. It's like the life of a music major.
I just want to throw out.
But you love to sing.
I love singing. Yeah,
I want to throw out that what we're talking about is next Friday night, March 18th, at 8 p.m. at Hillwood Recital Hall, which is a great hall also. The place is so cool. The way it's set up, I think.
Yeah.
But that's where everybody's going to be.
And actually, everyone can come for free.
Oh, really?
Because mm-hmm. we've had a generous donation from the Peter and Jerry DeJana Family Foundation. What they basically have done is donated the house.
Wow.
So that's
a wonderful family. Just throwing a shout out to them. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, the stuff that they do around the neighborhood. I know the name. I don't know them personally, mm-hmm. but the name comes up. And something like this, it's nobody would know it, but the house is sold out.
Here they are now. So students just come to the door and show their ID and come in, and everyone else too, because it's really a suggested donation, which people are usually very generous about.
Well, that's the point. I mean, you don't have to, but when in a situation like this, when you know the efforts that the performers are putting into
it,
so you put your hand in your pocket for a little, and you didn't have to take the train to Manhattan. You didn't have to pay phenomenal prices. You have a beautiful voice to listen to.
And free parking.
That's true, too, and free parking. I agree with you.
Lots of it, too.
Well, we have live band, which I understand is getting to be more and more rare. Mm-hmm. And we have... 6 singers, right? Mm. All together?
6 singers. Well, there's me. There's Caitlin Francis, Jennifer Geisman, Jason Reese, who's a musical director. He's not singing, but those three are all post-grads.
Okay.
Then there's also Shannon Davenport, who is a current student. And we actually all met through the Long Island Sound Vocal Jazz, which is the vocal jazz ensemble of this university.
Okay, okay.
Under the direction of Dr. Jennifer Scott Maselli. So it's really cool because we only had 2 rehearsals so far, and this show is coming up really fast. But Post has prepared us through its wonderful music faculty and everything so that, you know, they throw things at us. We got it. We can do this.
Okay. And I know I saw the name. There's a fella in it who was in Greece. Am I right?
Yes. Yes, actually.
And I know him through Kim Kamen because I saw Greece at Landmark when Kim Kamen was in it.
Okay. Yeah.
And I don't remember his name.
His name is Rich Jakes, and he's going to be performing the leading man role.
In this.
Mm-hmm. He's actually living in Texas now. He went down there for a job change, and he had so much fun doing this, and he really cared so much about trying to raise music for the music department that he decided he was going to come back and do it again this year with Jason. So he's commuting.
Yeah, pretty big commute.
That's a commute.
70% commuter school, we understand.
Right.
Could you tell us a little bit about the program?
The music program or the show program?
Both.
Okay, well, the music department here, it's really amazing. We have wonderful faculty. We have Dr. Shapiro that's in charge of the chorus and the chamber choir, Dr. Maselli in charge of the vocal jazz ensemble, and, you know, they're very demanding, but it makes us better musicians. So I would definitely say, along with studio teachers like Richie Iacona, I study with him privately for jazz voice lessons. They're definitely preparing us for the real world and being able to go out there and do gigs. And the wonderful thing about this show coming here is that it kind of gives us a taste of that as well. So that's awesome. And then as far as for the show, it's cool because it's a bunch of 80s music that I listen to when I'm jamming in my car and everything. So I'm just like, oh, I know this.
What particular song do you have? You know the songs you're going to be singing.
Yeah, for the most part. It's mostly background stuff. We're doing backgrounds on Heartache Tonight. I still haven't found what I'm looking for, you two. We're doing a little bit in Dust in the Wind. We're also, let's see here, what we're called the Sirens, because this is kind of like inspired with flavors of Greek mythology. So we're the background female singers of the Sirens, and we're going to be singing I've Been Thinking About You. And we've kind of worked it out in a way that everyone gets a little moment to shine in the song. It's I've been thinking about you. it's fun. And then What Do All the People Know? I'm excited about that one. There's still some songs.
I'm excited about that one? Or that's the name of the song?
Excited about that one. But there's still some songs that we have to get the music for, which is kind of like a little bit nerve-wracking, but at the same time, we all have the tools necessary that we know we're going to be fine. So, yeah, we have a couple more rehearsals, and then the show goes on Friday.
Terrific.
Wow, that's great.
We've had a lot of separate rehearsals.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, no, I understand what you're saying there.
And the...
But also, you're professional.
Yes.
So you're trained.
Exactly.
So it's like, you know, going in to do a commercial, I've been told. You know, you read it, and then you should be able to go la, 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 la.
Right.
You know what's
right,
going on.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
You don't have to, you know, yes, you do your studying because you're keeping your voice trained.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the people in Play Trip have, professional experience.
Right.
So it's nice to cooperate that way.
Exactly.
And give them a taste of something that's
absolutely
like that. Right. Yeah.
What are you, now I'm going to skip around if you don't mind. What are you looking to do down the road?
So,
if you don't mind me.
Well, no, yeah. I would love to have a life where.
Okay, now a little broader than love to have a life. Okay, no, work with me, please.
A life where I am helping people either through music or just helping out in general. I really love the idea of becoming a special education teacher.
Oh, okay.
And I would really love to study music therapy, but then I also want to be able to have some time to go on auditions and do little shows on the side, things like that, just because it is my passion. But I also feel like music therapy really encompasses all of that. So I could be helping people in nursing homes, or I could be going to schools for kids with special needs and helping them that way. And music therapy also helps people that have experienced trauma with getting through that type of stuff.
Right.
So it's kind of like, I love music and I love helping people. So this is probably the best route for me to go.
Perfect Play Trooper.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Really?
Tell us how you became interested in singing.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm half Filipino.
Something that happened?
I was just born. That's pretty much what happened.
Singing is an infant, right?
Yeah. My mom is from the Philippines, and there's like a very big music aspect to that side of the family.
Right. Okay.
My grandpa plays guitar by ear. Mm. Like, he'll listen to a song once and then just start playing, and I'm like, how do you do that? And then when I was about 4 or 5 years old, before I could really read, I was learning how to sing on like karaoke tracks and everything. So I've been singing throughout my whole life, and it's just kind of, I got to high school and I was like, wait, you don't all do this? Oh.
There are freaks in the world. Don't worry about it.
And then, you know, it was just very clear after being so heavily involved in high school. I went to St. Francis Prep in Fresh Meadows.
Yep.
They have an amazing music department there, too. I was in chorus, the concert chorus, which was all female choir, the chamber choir, which met early in the morning before school started, the jazz ensemble, the liturgical ensemble. Like, I did everything I could.
did those have performances for the public, those groups you're talking about? At St. Francis?
Well, I mean, all of our concerts are really open to the public.
They are.
So anyone can come by to those. And it's also just, you know, wonderful experience. We usually pack out the entire auditorium.
Well, that's my point. Seniors have to pay attention. Like, I'm in Great Neck, and Great Neck South and North have plays, and I think it's $5, or maybe it's $10.
Yeah.
But it's helped in the further course.
Sure.
But those are tremendous. I mean, why go into Manhattan? It's a different experience, I'm not saying. But it's still a wonderful experience, and you're supporting the young people.
Exactly.
And it's a night out. Again, free parking. Everything is there for you. I mean.
Exactly.
And especially if you're trying to introduce young grandchildren to the arts.
Good point,
just an easy way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and my junior year in high school, the music department actually went on tour in London.
Wow.
So we were able to perform in all different places along with sightseeing. Yeah. And then this year, the vocal jazz ensemble and the other jazz groups, like the jazz band and the jazz combos, are going to be going on tour in Switzerland to perform at the 50th Montreux Jazz Festival. So that's definitely something I'm looking forward to.
You know what? We're going to jump right into a break. I got distracted. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.